Hello friends, before we begin today's lecture, I want to let you know about my Unlock God Mode experience and the special May 2024 cohort that we're going to be doing this upcoming month. Unlock God Mode is a unique 10-hour audio course that invites you on a powerful journey of awareness, intention, consciousness, and manifestation. Inside the course, you'll be taught powerful tools and manifestation frameworks to help you unlock the next level of your reality, uplevel your creation skills, deepen your relationship with yourself, and develop a limitless mind, and also tap into absolute faith and trust in the divine. We are about to begin the May 2024 Unlock God Mode cohort, so for anyone who joins Unlock God Mode this week, you will be added to the May 2024 group coaching calls. These are bonus weekly group calls with me and other members of the group, and I'll only be doing them this May. Also, as a bonus, for those that join this week, you'll receive a one-on-one personal coaching call with me to help you with any challenges or goals that you have. So head over to unlockgodmode.xyz or use the link in the show notes to lock in your spot in the Unlock God Mode experience. For those that join, this will be an extraordinary, life-changing, transformative experience for you, and I'm so excited to have you in the group. I hope to see you inside the course, and now, enjoy this episode. Hello, beautiful soul. Today, I want to talk to you about the power of gratitude. We all know about gratitude, we've all read about it, but do we all practice it? And how often do we practice gratitude? And how sincerely? So today I'm going to talk to you about some of the ways I practice gratitude and what one of my favorite authors has written about gratitude, because his perspective has been hugely helpful to me. We're also going to dive into using gratitude as a technique to manifest more abundance, more love, more success, and how you can be grateful for things that have not yet come into your life. How that can be a powerful way of attracting them. So I'd like to begin with a quote from Wallace Wattles, who wrote the classic text, The Science of Getting Rich. And Wallace Wattles has a very interesting perspective on gratitude, that essentially it is a way to communicate with the divine. This is from chapter 7 of The Science of Getting Rich, and it's a long quote, but I think it's well worth diving into because it's so brilliantly written. Here's what Wallace Wattles says. The whole process of mental adjustment and atonement can be summed up in one word, gratitude. First, you believe that there is one intelligent substance from which all things proceed. Second, you believe that this substance gives you everything you desire. And third, you relate yourself to it by a feeling of deep and profound gratitude. Many people who order their lives rightly in all other ways are kept in poverty by their lack of gratitude. Having received one gift from God, they cut the wires which connect them with Him by failing to make acknowledgement. The more gratefully we fix our minds on the Supreme when good things come to us, the more good things we will receive, and the more rapidly they will come. And the reason simply is that the mental attitude of gratitude draws the mind into closer touch with the source from which the blessings come. If it is a new thought to you that gratitude brings your whole mind into closer harmony with the creative energies of the universe, consider it well, and you will see that it is true. The good things you already have come to you along the line of obedience to certain laws. Gratitude will lead your mind out along the ways by which things come, and it will keep you in close harmony with creative thought and prevent you from falling into competitive thought. Gratitude alone can keep you looking towards the all and prevent you from falling into the error of thinking of the supply as limited, and to do that would be fatal to your hopes. There is a law of gratitude, and it is absolutely necessary that you should observe the law if you are able to get the results you seek. The law of gratitude is the natural principle that action and reaction are always equal and in opposite direction. The grateful outreaching of your mind in thankful praise to the Supreme is a liberation or expenditure of force. It cannot fail to reach that to which it is addressed, and the reaction is an instantaneous movement toward you. Draw nigh unto God, and he will draw nigh unto you. That is a statement of psychological truth. And if your gratitude is strong and constant, the reaction in formless substance will be strong and continuous. The movement of the things you want will be always toward you. Notice the grateful attitude that Jesus took, how he always seemed to be saying, "I thank thee, Father, that thou hearest me." You cannot exercise much power without gratitude, for it is gratitude that keeps you connected with power. The grateful mind is constantly fixed upon the best. Therefore, it tends to become the best. It takes the form or character of the best and will receive the best. Also, faith is born of gratitude. The grateful mind continually expects good things, and expectation becomes faith. The reaction of gratitude upon one's own mind produces faith, and every outgoing wave of grateful thanksgiving increases faith. It is necessary then to cultivate the habit of being grateful for every good thing that comes to you, and to give thanks continuously. And because all things have contributed to your advancement, you should include all things in your gratitude. So that was Wallace Wattles from Chapter 7 of The Science of Getting Rich. I really love this chapter because it highlights so many important things. That every moment you are grateful, truly grateful, you are actually making a connection with that higher power. And also the idea that by being grateful, you are constantly looking out for the best in everything and the best in everyone. That in a sense, gratitude is this beautiful way of focusing your mind, focusing your attention on only looking at the best in everything. In my own life, I have found no limit to how grateful I can be. I always feel like I can be just a bit more grateful. It really comes down to how you look at things. Are you looking at your life from the point of view of a complainer, or are you constantly seeing the best in everything and everyone? One thing I do, and I really recommend you practice this as well, is anytime you have money deposited into your account, from whichever source, take a moment to feel appreciation for that. For example, anytime I have a sale for any of my products and I receive an email notification, I take a moment to pause and send gratitude to the universe and also to the person that chose to exchange that energy with me. So if you're listening to this, every single sale of this course, every single person who bought it, I have sent gratitude your way. And I've taken a moment, every time I see a new sale come in, I take a moment to appreciate it. Not just the monetary value of it, but the fact that you invested your time, your energy, your trust, your commitment, and you chose to work with me. So that's something I definitely recommend in your life, whether you have a job or a business, any amount of money that comes into your life, even the smallest amount, take a moment and thank the universe for it, and you will see the universe will start sending you more opportunities, more money, more abundance. But you have to have that grateful heart and that continuous thanksgiving from yourself, from your energy. There's one story I heard from Maggie Murphy, who runs the Neville Goddess YouTube channel. Great channel. I love her insights. She talks about how there is this charity that gives a specific amount of money. I think it was either $500 or $1,000. And they give it to people in third world countries, and they watch what people do with that money. They're given freedom to spend on whatever they want, no strings attached. And what was really interesting in this charity was that so many people, the first thing they would do with that money was they went and bought a mattress. And what Maggie was saying in her video about this was that now every time she goes to sleep, she feels so much gratitude for her mattress, something that we barely think about. Every time she goes to sleep, she feels the appreciation for having a mattress. So I love this story because it reminds me that there is always more to be grateful for. There's always more. And not to do this out of any sense of obligation or because it's a technique or a process, but to practice gratitude purely for the feeling of it. That sweet feeling of appreciation is a gift in and of itself. And yes, it ripples out and has beautiful effects and it flows back to you. But to do this purely for the sake of feeling the emotion of appreciation without any other incentives, I think that's a beautiful way to approach gratitude. Sometimes we wish for more of something, we ask the universe for something, but ask yourself, are you already grateful for what you already have? If you're wishing for more health, are you already grateful for all the health you currently have? All the physical advantages and abilities you are born with, are you taking time to appreciate that every day? The more you appreciate your body now, the more health you will attract. If you're wishing for more friends in your life, are you already grateful for all the beautiful connections that you already have, but that you may have neglected or forgotten? Sometimes we're blind to all the good things we already have. We are seeking more, but we're not taking the time to appreciate the gifts we've already received from the universe. So I encourage you today to make this a day of gratitude. Feel into all the different aspects of your life, relationships, money, health, environment, the country you live in, all the things in your life that you truly appreciate, and spend time today tapping into that feeling of gratitude. Make lists of things you love and appreciate in your life, the home you live in, the city you live in, the friends you have, the opportunities that have come into your life, the growth and changes and transformations that you've gone through this year. Feel the gratitude for all of it. Another powerful thing you can do is, as you experience something good in your life, the moment you receive something good, stop and say, thank you so much for this, more of this, please. Thank you so much, more of this. So it could be as simple as you meet a person and you strike up conversation with them, and you end up having this delightful exchange of energy, and you leave the conversation feeling uplifted. Take a moment right then and there to say, thank you so much for this, more of this, please. More of these sort of uplifting conversations. So what you're doing there is you're inviting the universe to deliver more of these type of experiences to you. It's a beautiful way to set intentions and to give gratitude for the blessings and the gifts that you've received. So of course, this works with money as well. Anytime you have an increase in money, take a moment to say, thank you so much for this. More of this, please. Anytime you have an incredible meal where the food is just so good, thank you so much for this. More of this, please. More incredible meals. Play around with this technique. It's so simple and effective. It's like gratitude plus intention all in one package. And you're basically putting out these waves of appreciation and love and invitation for more and more of the best of life to come to you. Another thing you can do is to be thankful for what hasn't happened yet. This is an excellent way to make your desires real. What I recommend is starting by saying a few things you're already grateful for, things that are already in your life. Once you tap into that feeling of appreciation for what's already in your life, then start thanking the universe for everything that is yet to come, but you're saying it as if it's already happened. So for example, thank you so much for the extra money this month. Thank you so much for the abundance flowing into my life. Thank you so much for the amazing relationships that you've brought into my life. Thank you so much for the constant flow of opportunities. Thank you so much for the healing. Thank you so much for my strength, my health, my vitality. Thank you so much for the new job. I'm so happy with it. Thank you so much for the new business idea. So even if you're not currently experiencing something, you can talk about it to the universe as if it's already done. In fact, this is what Neville Goddard recommends in his books. You pray ceaselessly as if it's already done. You give gratitude and thanks for receiving it, and you stay in that state of it's done, it's already done, and all I'm doing now is thanking the universe for it. So try this out. Pick your number one desire and talk about it to the universe today as if it's already done. You can be as general or as specific as you'd like. If you need $1,000 extra, for example, say to the universe, thank you so much for the extra $1,000. If you need to reach a certain amount of sales in your business or a certain quota in your work, thank the universe for it now. Put yourself in a grateful mind and a grateful attitude about it, knowing it's already done. I hope this has been helpful. Make today a day of gratitude and spend today appreciating all the beautiful things in your life and all the beautiful things yet to come. And also, I want to say thank you to you from me for embarking on this journey with me. I'm truly grateful for you, and I'm so excited to see how you're going to apply these lessons in your life. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode. You've been listening to a free preview of Unlock God Mode. I hope you enjoyed this lesson. If you want to unlock the full 30-day experience and listen to the full course in your favorite podcast app, head over to nevilledaily.com for more details or use the link in the show notes. Thank you for listening, and I hope to see you inside the course.